60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. But first, Brooke has already started off the morning on fire.
I am heated.
Uh-oh.
And by that, I mean she's turned up the dial to maximum grump.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He is not even lying right now, okay?
The reason, well, I've heard story from our producers, and I think I already have some ideas to help her. But before we get into that, I'll let Brooke explain why she's so fired up today.
Okay, listen, I'm just out here in the world trying to eat healthy, okay? Trying to drop some baby weight. So what do? I dropped down to the grocery store yesterday, pick up myself some healthy snacks for lunch, right?
Okay.
Just to have around the office. Mm-hmm. Maybe some snack packs that have almonds in them, you know, those expensive ones.
Yeah,
and I was
ooh,
but they're 50% off or 50 cents off right now. Okay, I'll get them. Some yogurt, some whole wheat bagels, some low-fat cream cheese. Great. Stick it in the fridge at work. Go home for the day. I get an email. This is a company I'll email that says, hey, we're cleaning out the fridge. Stop leaving your stuff in the fridge. Okay, whatever. That's what the fridge is for.
Yeah.
But I respond to the email and I say, just so you know, I have a couple things in the fridge. They're all still in the grocery bag.
Yeah.
Please leave them.
Okay.
What's the response? Sorry, we got this too late. That $24 worth of food that you just bought, we tossed it.
Oh.
They threw away my
food, your
food, man. It hadn't even been open.
Oh, no.
Terrible situation.
Oh, that's frustrating.
So I've been thinking about it. I think I have some solutions for you that might help.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Option number one, you can throw out everybody else's food.
That'll teach them.
In the fridge and then send them an email later saying, oops.
Oops.
I didn't see this.
Didn't see that none of this food had been opened.
Option two, you can buy the entire radio company and then fire everybody.
Ooh,
that'd be fun.
That would feel good.
God, that sounds good.
How many millions you got in the bank, bro?
Not enough.
Option three.
I'm worried about $24 worth of food.
Yeah.
You can organize a march on Washington, D.C. and call it Justice for Brooke's Fridge Food.
The Fridge Food March.
Obviously going to have to go with number three.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yes.
Would you join Brooke in her march on Washington?
Of course.
The Million Fridge Food March.
Yeah, save the food, people.
Text
save
in.
Save the food.
78592. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a bad question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
Oh, Jubal.
Oh! All right.
I got the shock caller. Well, I'm putting this on. Jeffrey, please read me the shock caller question of the day.
When you're trying to make a good impression, people always use the phrase, put your best foot forward. But did you know that expression originated in the late 1700s in France, when men and women would frequently dress up in costumes and attend elaborate balls? Back then, it was common practice for the men to stand around the room with one leg placed way out in front of the other. And they did this for a very specific reason. What was the reason?
God.
What?
Just over here sending out the vibes with my one.
Yeah.
Way out.
Well, I know when people take pictures, especially women, I don't see a lot of dudes doing this, but they'll like put one foot in front of the other to kind of look a little slimmer or whatever the reason is. I don't really know what the reason is, but I've seen it happen with models all the time.
You think the 1700s men are also trying to look more slender?
Well, yeah. I mean, in the 1700s, men were like, you know, their clothing was just
everything was
fabulous.
Puffy.
Yeah.
Didn't the girls have puffy dresses too?
Yeah, everything was puffy.
So why would they put their foot out? What would be the good in that?
And why would it be your best foot?
What if, and follow me on this, what if they literally were trying to like trip a girl because she couldn't see down because of her big flowy dress?
That's not bad.
And that would get her attention.
If you trip her, then you get to dance with her.
Yeah. I actually kind of like that because then you get to pick her up and you get to be the hero, the charming gentleman.
There you go.
Or what if you are having a competition for who has the fanciest shoes? And how the ladies are picking the men.
That's what I was going to say, the lavish footwear.
Right,
you know, I got all this gold on my shoe. I'm going to put it out there and show you. I'm going to go with that one, Jeff. I think that they put their foot out to show them what kind of shoes they had, to show them their status. Like, you know, If they had Jordans or whatever.
Yeah. It's the shoes. High tops, girl. Yeah.
The phrase "put your best foot forward" originated in 18th century France when men and women would attend elaborate balls. At that time, people widely believed that their two legs were extremely different in shape and that one was much more attractive than the other.
Really?
So single men knew that if they wanted to attract attention from the most beautiful women at the ball, they needed to hide their ugly leg behind them and literally put their best foot forward.
Oh, all right.
There's no. Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Don't read into it too much.
God, I don't know which leg would be my favorite one that I have.
I gotta look at my legs and figure out which one is my ugly leg. Both of them aren't that attractive, in my opinion.
Get back there, ugly leg.
Jeff just handed me the lyrics to Bruno Mars. That's what I like. That's what somebody wanted me to sing. Here we go. Okay. Shot caller's on. Here we go. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Ow! My voice is a little weird from allergies.
Yeah.
The scream was not very good there. All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.